Follow us on Twitter at RTE Mooney.
It's Saturday. It's the Mooney Show. Time to play Mooney's Saturday Night Quiz.
Yes, it's Saturday. It's time to play Mooney's Saturday Night Quiz. And I can tell you that we don't have any of the coins or medallions or the fancy stuff that Michael has. And he's got a whole display on the table here in front of me. None of that to give away. Sinead, do you know the prizes by any chance? Please tell me you do, because I've forgotten. It's Killinarden.
It is indeed. It's the Heritage in Killinarden in County Leash. It's a 5-star hotel and it is beautiful. Absolutely
beautiful.
Stunning place. Very, very nice. So we'll have a very, very lucky winner. Whoever gets this trip away, they'll enjoy it.
Okay, well, you're our scrutineer today.
I am indeed.
You'll be getting it in the back of the neck if people have a dispute, you know, a kind of steward's inquiry sort of thing.
Fire at the ready.
But anyway, Michael can look over your shoulder and help you out. Who's player number one, please?
Player number one today is Claire Farrelly from Kells in County Meath.
Hello, Claire Farrelly. How are you getting on today?
Hi, Derek. How are you?
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm married with 3 children.
Mm-hmm.
One working and 2 in college. And I'm a stay-at-home mother. And
so you're the busiest of the lot, no doubt.
Pardon?
You're the busiest of the lot.
Oh, I think so. A taxi driver.
Well, that's what usually happens to mammies and daddies who stay at home, because there are plenty of them nowadays too. Any hobbies or interests?
Yes, I play a lot of golf and I play a lot of tennis and I'm an avid reader, so yeah.
Oh, what golf club do you play for?
I play for Delvin Castle in County Westmeath.
Okay, because I was coming through the airport a few weeks ago and I noticed all these ladies, and it turned out they were from a golf club, and by God, were they fit.
Yeah.
Oh, they were chasing their bags around the carousel and whipping them off and out. I was lagging behind.
They were looking to go abroad, obviously.
Huh? They must have been away representing, I'm sure. I think it said Betty's Town on their sweaters. And they had lovely uniforms. They were all very nicely turned out, I must say. I'm sure it was Betty's Town Golf Club.
Yeah.
So have you won anything? I mean, are you know, could you be making a fortune? Can you go pro like Katie Taylor did during the week?
No,
you
can't. No, just inter-club competitions, all right, and inter-provincial,
And do they ever have kind of table quizzes in the club or anything like that?
They do, yeah. We're a small club, so, you know, we're trying to keep going in the recession like everybody else. So we have fundraisers, all right, so we do have table quizzes, yeah.
And do you take part? And are you any good?
I support it, not saying that, but you'd be on the team, so you'd have a lot of help.
Well, now, if you're on Mastermind, I'd be asking you for your area of special interest. Do you have an area of special interest?
I suppose reading, really. I mean, reading.
Any particular genre?
Crime.
Oh, this is going to suit you right down to the ground, this list of questions.
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, I'm telling you. Look, what's your favourite crime novel?
Well, anything really by Harlan Coben.
Okay.
He'd be my favourite author.
And what was the latest one you read?
God, I can't think. I read a lot, so I can't even... Broken Angels is one, but I can't even think now. Yeah.
And if you were going to the movies, would you go and see a thriller?
Well, yeah, I don't really go to the movies a lot.
Why don't you? People should go to the movies. Forget about all this Netflixy stuff. If you want to enjoy a movie properly, you should go to the cinema.
Oh, I know, I know.
And experience all the ups and downs, the highs and lows, the tears, the laughter with the crowd. I go every single weekend.
Younger.
I love it. Yeah, and you know, in a lot of cinemas now, they've got a cheaper night on a Tuesday night or a Wednesday night.
Okay.
Check your local cinema for wherever they have that cheap night. It's usually about a fiver. Anyway, 60 seconds on the clock, Sinead. Are we ready to start?
We are indeed.
60 seconds on the clock for you, Claire Farrelly from Kells in County Westmeath. If you don't know the answer, say pass as quickly as you can and we move on and we give you a bash at the next question. Best of luck.
Thank you.
What is mozzarella?
Cheese.
Which team did Dublin beat this year in the Senior Football Championship?
Mayo.
Audio. Listen to this clip and identify the Irish musician and music coach who recently turned 36.
If anyone didn't feel that, they should check their pulse, and that's the truth.
Freddy.
What creature is a Rhode Island red?
A caterpillar. A butterfly.
Which is further west, Kerry or Donegal?
Kerry.
What musical instrument was associated with the late Louis Armstrong?
The trumpet.
Can you name this Eagles hit?
No, it's not lionized. I can't think. No, go on.
Who wrote the series of books about Adrian Mole?
Can't think.
What band did Robbie Williams first play with before his solo career?
Take That.
What Norwegian company owns a chain of garages in Ireland?
Statoil.
On what race course is the Irish Grand National run?
Fairy House.
All right, you did very, actually you did very well indeed. Are you nodding in agreement with me there?
I am indeed.
Don't say what she got.
I won't, but she did extremely well there indeed. Very, right. Very impressive.
So in this case, she's got to hang on, not hang up. So hang on there, Claire. Who's next, Sinead, please?
Player number two is...
Is it Joe Fitzgerald in Cork?
I think it is Joe Fitzgerald in Cork.
Joe, how are you, Joe?
I'm good. How are you, Derek?
I'm not bad at all. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so very similar to the first caller. Married, dad of three, 20 years married last year. And I work from home for a small company called Apple.
Oh, Apple?
Yeah.
You get all the money. Tell me, and so, I mean, it's great to be able to work from home.
It's different.
Yeah, so, I mean, you're able to be there for the kids and all that kind of stuff and still get the job done.
Exactly. Well, like, if I'm working, I can't duck out or anything like that. Very,
It's
it'd be like you, if you were working near home, you'd still have to do the job and then. But it's good. I enjoy it.
Yeah,
less wear and tear on the car.
Do you know the first person I came across who told me they worked at home was a lady on a train in Amsterdam. She was going to Den Haag. That must be 20-something years ago, and she was working away there. I just got chatting with her. She told me she was actually working from home so she could come into the office late. But she still worked. So the time she worked on the train, okay, which is an hour and a half journey or 2 hours, I can't remember, was put against the time she would spend in the office.
Oh.
So she only had to spend the remaining few hours in the office, and then she could come home early and work the rest of the hours. Very good. And I said, well, how did they know? And they said, well, when you log on, you're working.
Yeah.
So you've actually clocked in when you've logged on.
Exactly, we clock in, same.
Very
clock in, clock out.
Anyway, listen, 60 seconds on your clock.
We're
going to clock you on now, and your time starts now. Which Irishman played the role of James Bond 007 in the film GoldenEye?
Pierce Brosnan.
Benito Mussolini led which country during the Second World War? Name this famous actor from the movie Jaws who celebrates his 69th birthday today.
A shark is attracted to the exact kind of splashing and activity that occurs whenever human beings go in swimming. You cannot avoid it.
Pass.
What piece of computer hardware connects a computer to the internet?
Ethernet.
Where did King Arthur hold court?
King Arthur, I can't think, the round table.
Is the changing shape of the moon called its phrases, phases, or its periods?
Phases.
Can you name this Eagles hit?
Desperado.
Where is Oscar Wilde buried?
In Paris.
What does the German word Willkommen mean?
Welcome.
In which country is the Jutland Peninsula?
Jutland, Scotland.
What ship did Charles Darwin make famous?
Can't think.
On Garda Síochána was established in the 1920s, 30s or 40s?
Oh, we'll go 20s.
20s, all right, well done. Actually, I met a very nice Gardaí at a checkpoint today. They're out busy as... And they were very pleasant. So hang on there, you did very well. Don't hang up, Sinead. Who's number three?
Our final player today is Rory Conroy from Dean's Grange in Dublin.
Hello, Rory. How are you getting on today?
Hello, Derek. How are you?
Tell me a little bit about yourself, please.
Well, similar to the other contestants, also got three children, so that's a bit of a snap. Work in Dublin here. I'm a lawyer, but I work for an insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty active, getting ready for... I'm actually running the marathon tomorrow, so
hey,
I'm a bit
good
about
man. Where's my bell? Yeah. Ding, ding, ding. Well, best of luck to everybody running the marathon.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
In fact, I see the markers all around Dublin when I was driving down today, and I'd love to be able to do it. I just wouldn't last. I wouldn't even make a 5K, unfortunately.
I'd be lucky to make 1K.
Yeah, well, no, you're fit, Sinead. You walk a lot, but have you been training much?
I've done a bit now. A year ago, I would have also been like you, Derek. I would have said I couldn't do it. But, you know, once you start practicing a little bit of training, it actually, you know, I'd say it's probably not as hard as you might think it is. But I'll only do it once. I won't be doing it again, that's for sure.
Well, did you go from couch to 5K and then onto the marathon, or did you just go straight into the marathon?
Couch to kind of 10Ks a couple of years ago,
yeah,
and then stretched it a bit.
Three
far,
kids. Yeah. You're a real man. Anyway, are you ready? 60 seconds on the clock, starting now. With
Thank
which
you.
Sport do you associate Darren Clark and Padraig Harrington?
Golf.
In the film The Wizard of Oz, what was the Scarecrow looking for?
Heart.
Name this character who was voiced by Dan, who turns 59 today.
Marge, I swear I didn't touch her. You know how bashful I am.
What was the first? What was first issued in 1950 and allowed people to purchase goods and services with plastic?
Credit card.
What is the correct term for the arms of an octopus?
Don't know. Pass.
What is the county town of Westmeath?
Mullingar.
Can you name this Eagles hit?
No, don't know. Pass.
What word is given to a space that is totally empty?
Vacuum.
Who wrote The Odyssey?
Homer.
Manila is the capital of which country?
Philippines.
A red admiral, peacock and cabbage white are types of what?
Butterflies.
Who walked to London with his cat?
Dick Whittington.
Name the smallest of the Aran Islands.
Inishir.
Inishir, well done, you got that one right. We're going to totty them all up and we'll be back after this little break.
The Mooney Show on RTE Radio 1.
Dad's Army's on BBC Two tonight at 8:30, in case you're wondering. It's like Mrs. Brown's Boys and Father Ted. It's rerun. Anyway, have we got a winner, Sinead?
We have indeed. Our three players today, very quickly. Claire Farrelly in Kelsing County Meath had a score of 8 out of 11. Joe Fitzgerald, our second player from Tremor, got a score of 5 out of 12. But our winner today
is
Rory Conroy. Dublin, who scored a fantastic 10 out of 13.
So Rory, well done. Congratulations to you.
Thank you very much.
Didn't think you were going to get there. I think that you got all the ones after the ones you didn't get right. Oh, that makes sense.
Correct.
Absolutely.
Correct.
Stumble, a false start.
An early stumble, that's right.
Yeah, late beginner.
Scarecrow is a stupid one.
All right, bye. That's all we have time for. Thank you to Michael. Thank you to Sinead. We had Kieran Murphy on sound. Our researcher is Elaine Carraher. Sinead Renshaw is a broadcast coordinator. And Annie Lady producer. We'll do it all again next week. Visit the website rte.ie/Mooney. Goodbye.
Follow us on Twitter @RTEMooney.